我们今天从11章的28节，我们看看能不能看到12章的第4节。
Today we're going to look at Proverbs 11:28, and we're going to see if we can study all the way to chapter 12, verse 4.
我们先来看第28节。
We're going to look at verse 28 first.
好，现在给我们大声读一遍。
Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf.
好，云泽读一遍汉语。
倚仗自己财物的必跌倒，一人立刚望如轻叶。
好，我们今天看这里说，倚仗自己财物的必跌倒，一人必发旺如轻叶。
Here it says, whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf.
如果我今天问你，你觉得今天对你来说什么最重要呢？
If I ask you today, what is the most important thing to you?
你会觉得什么是最重要的呢？
What would you say?
神最重要。为什么神最重要呢？ And 他说神又是创造者，然后他就最重要。
So she says God is the most important because he's the creator.
还有没有更重要更其他的原因？
Is there any other reason?
他是神。
Because he's God.
更重要的是什么呢？更重要是他是一个审判者，他也是个拯救者。
Because he is a judge and also a savior.
你这小伙偷情挺好看，坐前面来。
邻居的孩子，好，
坐，
介绍一下，
你叫什么名啊？让我们知道。
Eric，Hi，Eric，I'm
Patrick。好，Tiffany， 你觉得什么最重要？
我没有想过这个问题。
今天现想，马上想。心里从来没有想过。我们今天看到哈，当我们知道神是创造者，又是审判者，又是拯救者的时候呢，我们知道神是最重要的。
When we know that God is Creator, Judge, and Savior, we will know that He is the most important.
但是当我们不认识神的时候，我们觉得在这个世界当中最有用的是什么呢？就是钱。
But when we don't know what is most important and we don't know God, then we'll think the most important thing is money.
钱基本上可以解决你最基本需要的一切。
Money can solve all the problems of your most basic needs.
你吃什么，你可以吃什么，要买，对不对？
The things you need to eat, you can buy.
你穿什么，你可以去买，对不对？
What you need to wear, you can buy.
你住房子也可以用钱买，对不对？
You can buy shelter.
你开车也可以用钱去买，对吧？
When you drive a car, you can buy.
你上大学也可以交书学费，是不是？
You can pay for your tuition.
也就是你基本的生活靠钱都可以解决问题的。
So if you use money to solve your for your life, you can trust it.
所以钱重要不重要？
So is money important?
Nancy?大声说，他说重要。
Yes, it's important.
有没有说不重要的？钱的确很重要，但是你知道呢，钱所能够满足我们的，所能够解决的问题呢，只是在这个世界当中的问题。
But money can only solve and fulfill us for now in this world.
但是有些问题呢，它解决不了。
But some problems money can't solve.
你比如说，钱能不能救人
？For example, can money save people?
啊，我要饿死的时候，我可以拿钱去买东西吃，我就不死。
If I'm going to starve to death, I can use money to buy something. It can save me from dying.
它的确能救我的身体。
So it can save my body.
它的确能够满足我身体的需要。
It can resolve my body's needs.
但是我们知道，人呢是两部分组成的哦。
But we have two parts to us.
一部分是身体。
One part is our body.
所以这部分钱完全能够解决身体的需要的问题。
So money can solve our
小弟最有的地方。
Issues for our body.
所以我们看到哈，钱呢能解决我们身体所需要的一切。
So money can solve the needs for our bodies.
但是我们人呢，还有另外一部分的组成，就是我们的灵性。
But there's something else to us, and that is our spirit.
而这个灵性呢是更重要的。
And our spirit is more important.
哎，钱有关我们更重要的这部分灵性的需要呢，没有用。
So if you get money, it's not useful for helping us with the needs of our soul.
而且我们这个灵性需要呢是更重要的。
And the needs of our soul are more important.
所以我们就知道钱重要不重要。
So is money important?
重要。
Yes.
但是不是像你想的那么重要。
But not as important as you think.
因为它只能解决一部分问题。
Because it can only solve a part of your problem.
好了，那你就说了，那上帝重要不重要
？So is God important?
为什么说上帝最重要呢
？Why is God most important?
上帝最重要是因为他不但能够解决我们灵性上的需要。
So God is that only most important because He can solve the needs of our soul.
我们身体上的需要也他能解决的。
But also the needs of our body.
你比如说外边那个鸟啊。
For example, the birds outside.
你看它也不种地是吧？
They don't plant anything.
他也不上单位去找工作去工作。
They don't work.
也不赚钱。
They don't make money.
他也活得很好。
And they live very well.
上帝养着他。
God raises them.
你看那老鼠。
Look at the mice.
他也不劳动。
They don't work hard.
他就偷别人的粮食吃。他也活着。
They steal from others and they still live.
上帝就用这种办法去养着他。
God uses this method to raise them.
所以当我们讲到创世纪的时候，我们看到了我们身体上的需要也好。灵性上的需要也好，都是上帝给我们的。
So we learn this from the book of Genesis that the needs of our soul and the needs of our body are all solved by God.
所以上个星期我们讲到创世纪的时候，我们看到了上帝把这个地造出来呢，让它们长出庄稼，长出水果树，长出蔬菜，对吧？我们可以活着。
So God made plants, so that they would feed us.
所以呢，我们要孩子们，你们从小要建立一个非常非常的正确的观念。
So you have to have the right point of view on this.
钱是很重要的。
Money is important.
Linda, 坐前面，但是它不是最重要的。
But it's not the most important.
钱只能只解决部分的问题。
Money can only solve part of your problem.
但是它不能够解决人灵性的问题。
But it cannot solve the problem of our soul.
并且灵性呢是更加重要的问题。
And plus the problem of our soul is a more important problem.
因此呢，我们就这里边它告诉我们这个。箴言书告诉我们说，倚仗自己财物的，你肯定跌倒的。
And here in the book of Proverbs it says, whoever trusts in his riches will fall.
你举个例子啊，一个人会游泳。
For example, one person can swim.
对吧？他掉到水里，他就很开心，在水里游泳。
So if he goes in the water, he's very happy because he can swim.
好像鱼一样。
Like a fish.
但是呢，他当他到陆地上来的时候，他就不行了。
But when,
鱼到了陆地上就不行了。
But when a fish goes on land, it's not okay anymore.
人呢，在陆地上跑步，做很多的事情。
People when they're on the ground, they can do lots of things.
但是掉到水里就不行了。
But when they fall in the water, it's not okay.
钱也是如此。
Same thing with money.
当我们遇见灵性的问题的时候，我们倚仗自己的钱财的时候，我们就必会跌倒了。
When we face our problems and we trust in our riches, we will fall.
当你走到天堂门口的时候
，When you are at the heaven's gate.
你把你的存款、钱、美元，你给看门的。
You give all your investments to the person that opens heaven's gate.
他会不会让你进天堂
？Is the person going to let you in?
会不会
？Is the person going to let you in?
不会。
No.
因为我们讲说进天堂和钱是没关系的。
Because to enter the kingdom of heaven and money, it doesn't. There's no relationship between it.
所以，即便这个人有钱的人，在这个世界上，他活得非常非常的开心，非常非常的得意。
So even if a person is very, very rich and lives very well on earth,
他靠他自己的钱财。
If they trust in their riches.
但是他在天堂的门口的时候，他一让钱财要进去的时候，他就会跌倒，进不去的。
And when they try to enter heaven by their own riches, they cannot enter.
但是谁能进去呢
？But who can enter?
义人。
The righteous.
义人呢？义人是指到我们的灵性加上我们的身体两方面的。
So, the righteous is concerning both our soul that was righteous and our body as well.
是，所以这两方面呢，这里告诉我们必发旺。什么叫发旺呢？
So it says here that the righteous will flourish. What does it mean to flourish?
什么叫发旺呢？你看门口这个树就知道什么叫发旺。
Look at the tree outside.
长满了叶子，长了很多很多的树叶。
It's full of leaves.
这叫发旺。
That's flourishing.
你看我喝这个叫什么呢
？Look at what I'm drinking.
这是茶。
This is tea.
茶叶，你看这个颜色，哇。
Look at the color of it.
就是那个树叶干的时候那个颜色。
It's when the tea leaves are dry. That's the color of it.
所以这个树这个茶叶的颜色呢，就不叫发旺。
So the color of the tea leaves are not when it's flourishing.
所以当我们讲到发旺的时候，长得满满的，长得非常的好。
When we're talking about flourishing, we're talking about plentiful leaves when things growing really well.
如果是水果树的话，上面结了很多的水果。
If it's a fruit tree, the tree will have lots and lots of fruit.
那叶子都是绿色的。
And the leaves are all green.
冬天的时候，那个叶子呢就变成这个颜色了。
In the winter, they will become this color of my tea.
所以什么叫义人？
What does it mean to be righteous?
前面我们反复在讲你要做义人，做义人。
We keep on talking about what it means to be righteous.
你要倚仗自己的钱财的时候，你就会跌倒。
If you trust in your riches, you will fall.
你倚仗你是个义人的时候。
But if you're righteous.
你要做一个义人的时候，哇，你就不会跌倒，反而会发旺。
Then you won't. If you're righteous, you will not fall, and instead you will flourish.
所以让我们看见了一件事情，钱很重要。
Money is important.
但是还有比金钱更重要的。
But there's something much more important than money.
金钱只能解决我们在这个世界当中的问题。
Money can only solve the problems on this earth.
但是当我们面对另外一个世界的时候，一个永恒的世界的时候呢，钱就一点用也没有。
But when we're facing our eternal life, then money won't be helpful.
而我们要进入神的永恒的世界当中的时候，什么是最重要的？是义。你是否有义？
So when we enter into God's eternal kingdom, the most important thing is that you are righteous.
所以呢，义和什么是相对的呢？和恶。
What is the opposite of righteous? Being wicked.
所以我们说，神为什么那么重要呢？
So why is God the most important?
因为他是审判者，他要审判恶人。
Because he is the judge and he will judge the wicked.
他要拯救义人。
He will save the righteous.
因此他是非常重要的。
So he is very important.
钱如果能够我们解决问题呢，只是能解决在我们在这个世界当中死之前可以解决问题。
Money will only help us solve the problems on this earth before we die.
死了之后的事情呢，钱一点用也没有。
So after we die, money will not be good for anything.
而我们在这个世界上所活的呢，就是几十年。
So we will only be living on this earth for tens of years.
但是当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们要进入一个永恒的世界。
But when we leave this earth, we will enter an eternal realm.
所以我们就知道。
So we know.
今天我们不要贪爱钱财。
We should not love money.
把我们所有的时间、所有的精力都用在去赚钱的上面。
We should not use all our time and energy on making money.
相反，我们要花我们的时间。当然，我们需要钱去买衣服啊、买食物啊、买住、买房子啊、买车。
Of course, we need money for clothes and food and a car and stuff.
但是你不要把你所有的精力、所有的时间都花在赚钱的上面。
But do not put all your energy and time on making money.
相反，你要花更长的时间去来认识什么是义。
Instead, you should use your time and energy on learning what it is to be righteous.
否则的话，不管我们有多少钱，我们不认识义，我们就会跌倒。
Or else, no matter how rich we are, if we are not righteous, we will fall.
而这个跌倒呢，就是我们以前所说的，我们叫灭亡。灭亡是永远的。
And what it means to fall here is to die.
所以孩子们，今天钱很重要的。
So yeah, money is important.
大家都在想方设法的去赚钱。
And we're all thinking of a way to make money.
但是我告诉你呢，还有比金钱更重要的。
But there's lots more important than money.
千万不要把自己的眼睛就盯在钱的上边。
Do not keep your eyes fixed on money.
你从小就把眼睛盯在钱的上边。
If from a young age your eyes are fixed on money.
那你很快就会跌倒。
You will fall quickly.
好，下面我们再看。
Okay, let's keep on looking.
下边他就讲到了另外一个道理，他说扰害己家的。
So here it tells another truth. It says whoever troubles his own household.
就是在家里边。搞麻烦的。
So the person that makes a lot of trouble in their own home.
这样人呢，他会承受得到的是什么呢？得到清风。
What will this person inherit? The wind.
好，小弟，你从你爸爸那里承受的是什么呢？
What do you get from your father?
Uh-huh. 啊，爸爸很努力的工作，这种品格。
So your dad works very hard.
爸爸呢，这种爱人的品格。
And loves other people.
爸爸怎么样照顾妈妈，怎么样照顾姐姐，怎么样照顾你，
how he,
是不是
how he takes care of your family.
然后你长大了之后，你也是这样的，照顾你太太，照顾你儿子，照顾你女儿，哈。
So that when you are old, you'll be like him, and you will do those things as well.
谁愿意从父母那里接受来清风呢？
Who is willing to inherit wind from your parents?
说，哎，你爸爸给你留下的是什么呢？清风。
What's your father leave you? Oh, here's some wind.
清风，清风的意思就是什么都没有，就是
the wind means nothing.
来到爸爸面前说，爸爸来点啥，爸爸吹口气，清风。
So it's as if you went to your father.
就是你从你的爸爸妈妈那里什么也得不到。
And you have received nothing.
不但物质上的，精神上的你也没有。
Not just material things, but any other things as well.
这样的人是什么样的人呢？是扰害己家的。
What kind of person is this? This is a person that makes trouble in their own home.
就是在家里边，自己的家里边哈，不是别人的家，自己家里边总是搞很多的麻烦的。
So this is not talking about somebody else's house. This is someone in their own home making trouble.
也就是说从来在家里不孝不尊重父母的。
So this kind of person never respects their parents.
从来不顺服父母的。
Never obeys their parents.
自己想做什么就做什么的。
Does whatever they want.
这样的人从你的家庭当中得不到任何一点的益处。
And this kind of person will not inherit anything good from their family.
相反，前面我们讲过，如果你学习去顺服你的父母，去孝敬你的父母的话，你就可以学到你父母所要给你的品格。
So you will learn character from your parents if you learn to respect and obey your parents at home.
上帝为什么把你们放在你父母的权柄底下呢？
Why did your parents place you in the home that he has?
就是要你们能够借着顺服来学习父母的美好的品格。
So that through obeying, you can learn the good character, character traits from your parents.
这也是上帝要借着你的父母要给你的祝福。
This is what God wants to, how God wants to bless you through your parents.
所以你们，我们这里边真的应该体会到，有我们有父母是上帝给我们的祝福。
So you should really learn that, parents are a blessing from God.
上帝给我们父母是要我们去顺服他而蒙福的，而不是让我们去顶撞他得清风的。
So God gave us parents so that we can obey them, not so that we can continue to go against them.
所以我们在不同的家庭当中，我们的成长过程当中呢，我们会得到不同的东西的。
So no matter where we are, which homes we are, we will be getting different things.
我们在不同的家庭当中，我们所继承来的这个呢，有的人真的是清风哦。
So some people in their own homes, they will be getting wind.
有些人呢，从父母那里得到了很美好的品格。
And some people will be developing a really rich character in their from home.
都是不一样的。
And it's very different.
但是结果呢，这两个人得清风的和得到差父母财产的呢，家产的哈，这个家产不一定是金钱，他们两个人是不同的。
So these two people are different. The one who gets wind and the one who inherits things, whether it's material or not, is very different. The conclusion.
扰害几家承受清风的这样的孩子呢，称他为愚昧人。
So here it talks about whoever makes trouble in his own household is a fool.
而那些能够在家庭当中学习顺服父母、学习尊重父母的人呢，这叫慧心的人。
So this person that cannot respect and obey their parents at home, this person is called a
wise of heart.
A
person with wise of heart.
A person with a wise heart.
是说了哈，接受清风的人和在父母那里承受产业的人，他们两个不同在哪里呢？承受清风这个愚昧人要做成在父母那里承受产业的人呢，做他的仆人。
So the people that inherit the wind, they will become servants to those who get inheritance from their families.
这里并不是说做一个仆人是不好的。
This doesn't mean that being a servant is bad.
而在这里告诉我们说，做一个愚昧人，他只能做仆人。
Here it just says that the person who is a fool can only be a servant.
他的生命呢，并不丰富，并不丰盛。
Their life will not be rich.
因为他在他成长的过程当中呢，他没有从他父母那里学到任何一点东西。
Because while growing up, they have not learned anything from their parents.
他学到的就是清风。
So they, what they've learned is the wind, to gain the wind.
所以孩子们，为什么我们从开始一直到现在为止就讲什么是智慧呢？你孝敬你的父母，顺从你的父母，这就是智慧。
So why have we learned from the beginning till now that obeying your parents, honoring your parents, this is wisdom?
因为你当在学习顺服的过程当中，父母神借着父母赐给你的祝福，你才能够得到。
Because through obeying your parents, that is the only way you can get the blessings that God has intended to give you through them.
如果你扰害自己家的，你轻看你的父母的，轻看神所赐给你父母权柄的，你什么也得不到的。
If you look down on your parents and their authority, and you bring trouble to your own household, you will not get anything.
最后你只能做一个愚昧人。
And in the end, you'll just be a fool.
你所能做的并不能给人带来什么益处的东西，只能去做人家的仆人。
And everything you do cannot be beneficial to anyone around you. You can only be a servant.
因为你没有智慧。
Because you have no wisdom.
好，我们接下去再往下看。
Okay, let's continue to look.
好了，那么这里边又讲到了恶义人。
So here it mentions a righteous person again.
说这样的义人呢，前面讲到了说他有智慧在他的里边。
So before it mentioned that the righteous person has wisdom.
他知道在什么时候做什么样的事情。
They know when to do the things they should do.
并且对别人是有帮助的。
And the things they do help others.
因此呢，他所结出来的果，他所做的事情，所得到的结果呢，就好像一个树结的果子一样。
And everything they do is like how a tree bears fruit.
哎，这个如果你家里种一个苹果树，哎，这个树很多的叶子啊，长得很茂盛啊，就是没有苹果。
What would you think if there was an apple tree that there were so many leaves on top but there were no apples?
你觉得这个树你还要不要它？
Do you want this tree?
你不会要它的，因为它不结苹果。
You don't want it because it doesn't bear apples.
所以呢，这里说义人呢，他会结果子的。
Here it says the righteous will have fruit.
而这个果子呢，表明什么呢？表明它是它这个生命的本质是可以结出果子的。
And the fruit shows that this tree has life and can have the fruit of life.
而且这个果子呢，可以提供给人的。
And this fruit you can give to others.
你家后院如果有个苹果树，那苹果树结苹果是做什么用呢？做肥料的吗？
Well, when your apple tree bears apples, what do you use your apples for? Fertilizer.
你家后院的那个 cherry 树是做什么用呢？
What do you use for your cherry tree?
这就是给你吃的嘛，对吧？
You eat your cherries.
所以别人会从你这里得到，不但这个树本身很兴旺，结很多的果子。
So not only will your tree have a lot of fruit.
而且还对别人也有帮助的，哎，别人可以尝到这个果子是多么的美好。
It will be beneficial to others too. Other people can try the fruit.
这是我们前面所讲的。
This is what we talked about before.
我们所做的事情是要与别人是要有益处的。
Everything we do should be beneficial to others.
不是去害别人
Not to hurt others,
而去对别人是有帮助的
but to help others.
义人对别人是有帮助的
the righteous do things that will help others.
恶人呢是害人的
the wicked will do things to harm others.
所以这是我们前面所讲的
this is what we talked about before.
好了那么我们看三十一节他说了说看哪、啊、义人在世尚且受报何况恶人和罪人呢
In verse 31, it says, "If the righteous is repaid on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner?"
所以我告诉你一件事情是什么呢？这位公义的上帝。
So let me tell you something. This righteous God.
他不但审判恶人，他也审判义人。
He does not only judge the wicked, but he also judges the righteous.
但是你说，哎，他不是要拯救义人吗
？We say, isn't he supposed to save the righteous?
但是我告诉你一件事情，因为当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后呢，所有的人就都犯罪了。
But let me tell you something. After Adam and Eve, everyone is a sinner.
换句话说，这个世界上就没有义人。
There are no righteous people on the earth.
没有一个人是义人，都是恶人，所以都在审判之下的。
Everyone is under the judgment of God.
那你说这里边的义人指的是谁呢
？So who is it talking about here when it says the righteous?
这些义人就是信耶稣的。
The people here that are righteous are the ones who believe.
后边我们再给你仔细讲，为什么信耶稣就可以称他为义人
？How come if you believe in Jesus, you can be counted as righteous?
因为耶稣是谁呢？
Because who is Jesus?
Tiffany, 耶稣是谁
？Who is Jesus?
他担我们所有的罪。
He has taken on all of our sin.
换句话说，他是我们的救赎。
He is our Savior.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
当上帝审判一些人的时候
，When God judges,
这些人是信耶稣的。
These people believe in God and Jesus.
那么这个审判是落没有落在这个罪人的身上，而是落在什么？落在耶稣的身上。
The judgment will not fall on the people, but on the people who are but on Jesus.
也就是说，耶稣神的儿子替我们承受了这个报应。
So Jesus has taken on the punishment of sin.
所以凡信耶稣的人
，So all who believe in Jesus,
我们称他为基督徒
，We call them Christians.
神的审判就不在他身上。
God's judgment will not be upon them.
但是这个并不意味着神并没有审判他。
But that doesn't mean that God doesn't judge those people.
所以你就知道了。
So you know.
这些义人他也要受审判的。那恶人呢？岂不更受审判喽
？So the righteous will receive a judgment, but the wicked and sinner will much more.
所以孩子们，我们要学习义。什么是义？现在我们讲，我们一起来学圣经，就是在学习什么是义。
So when we learn.The Bible, we're learning about what is righteous.
你们可能不认识耶稣。
You probably don't know Jesus.
但是你应该知道什么是对，什么是错。
But you should know what's right and what's wrong.
你知道应该知道什么是上帝喜欢的，什么是上帝不喜欢的。
You should know what God likes and what He doesn't like.
所以我们一直以来都在讲什么是恶，什么是义。义是神所喜欢的，恶是神所恨恶的。
So we keep on talking about what is righteousness and what is wickedness. Righteousness is everything God likes, and wickedness is everything He hates.
所以这里让我们看到一件事，恶人的结局是很可怕的。
So we know that.The end of the wicked and the sinner is very scary.
就是上帝把他一切的愤怒都倾倒在这恶人的身上。
God's wrath will be upon the wicked.
直到永永远远。
Eternally.
所以我告诉你一件事情，我们在这里不是在教导你如何做一个好人。
So here we're not talking about how to be a good person.
我们是要告诉你一件事情，上帝有一天要审判所有的人。
We want to tell you one day God will judge everyone.
他惩罚所有的人。
He will punish everyone.
但是有一部分人。
But a part of.
神要称他为义。
God will consider as righteous.
要拯救这些人。
He will save those people.
要把他们放到永恒的荣耀当中。
He will place them in eternal glory.
而不是在永恒的审判和他的愤怒当中。
Instead of eternal judgment and wrath.
所以你就知道非常非常的重要。
So you have to know it's very important.
好了，下面我们就进到具体的当中。
Okay, so we'll talk about specifics.
好，下面就讲到了我们。他说，喜爱管教的，就是喜爱知识。
Here it says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge.
你喜欢管教吗
？Do you love discipline,
Teresa? 讲实话啊，你在这里是姐姐啊，有时候不太喜欢，对吧？悠悠呢？小弟呢？我们不能说我们完全不喜欢管教。
So we can't say we totally don't love.
有时候我们觉得说可以接受，有些时候我们就觉得不要管教。
Sometimes we can accept discipline, but sometimes we don't accept it.
因为我们没有人觉得自己是错的。
Because often we don't think we're wrong.
我们都以为我们自己是对的。
We think we're right.
我们都觉得别人是错的。
We think others are wrong.
因此当别人指出我们的错误的时候呢，我们不开心。
So when others point out our mistakes, we are not happy.
有些时候甚至我们知道，哎，我们是错的，我们也觉得，哎呀，不行，脸面上不好看，也不高兴。
When others can see that we are doing wrong, we lose faith and we're not happy about that.
那么这里边告诉我们一件事情，说什么呢？说你不喜爱管教，就是不喜爱知识。
But here it says, whoever loves discipline, or if you don't love discipline, then you don't love knowledge.
那这里边的知识指的是什么知识呢
？What knowledge is it talking about?
在圣经里边讲的所有的知识，都是讲的有关上帝的知识。
Here, everything in the Bible that mentions knowledge talks about is about the knowledge of God.、
那这个知识呢，我们也称它为叫真理。
So we call this knowledge of God truth.
这个真知识呢，我们也把它讲到说。是对的事情。
This knowledge is also knowing what's right.
如果别人指出你的错误来责备你的时候，你不喜欢，说明你不喜欢正确的事情。
When others point out what we're doing wrong and others rebuke us,
如果别人指出你的错误的时候，你不喜欢，说明你不喜欢正确的事情。
So so if somebody points out what we're doing wrong and rebukes us and we don't like it, it just shows that we don't like the truth.
哈，你不喜欢真理。
We don't like the truth.
你就喜欢这样的。
We just like how we are.
你比如说，我把手表戴在这儿。
For example, if I'm wearing a watch.
小弟说，嘿，宋老师说手表不是戴在这儿的，是戴在手上的。
And somebody says to me, I'm not supposed to wear. You're not supposed to wear your finger on your watch. You're supposed to wear it on your wrist.
我说不要你管。
And I say, it's none of your business.
我就喜欢这样。
I like to do what I like to do.
这说明什么？
What does it show about me?
说明我就把喜欢把手表放在这儿。
It just shows that I like.
我就喜欢这样放在这里。
And I like to put it.
尽管手表应该放在这里。
Although the watch should be worn on my wrist,
就是这里边所说的。
That's what it's talking about here.
所以我的手表永远戴在这儿。
So my watch will always be worn on my finger.
你觉得我要戴在这儿，我走到哪儿这样戴，你说别人瞅着我是不是都很顺眼的
？So when people look at me just wearing my watch on my finger, is that pleasing to her?
到明年这个时候，是不是多伦多所有的人手表都戴在这儿呢
？Will everybody in Toronto be doing the same thing as me next year, wearing your
watch
on your finger? No.
这里告诉我们说。小弟责备我的时候，我说不，我就戴在这儿。
So if somebody's giving me reproof and I say no, I just want to do what I want to do.
到明年的时候，多伦多不会有第二个人还放在这儿了。
Next year, Toronto won't be following me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这里说，这样的人叫什么？叫畜类。
Here it's because it mentions this kind of person is stupid.
谁愿意？好了，你说我不是畜类。
You can say, hey, I'm not stupid.
但是我喜欢把这个放在这上面。
I just like to wear a watch on my finger.
但是我告诉你，放在这上面，这就是叫 stupid.
But wearing your watch on your finger is stupid.
所以这里告诉我们一件事情：我们是否愚昧，不是我们自己决定的。
So whether or not we are foolish or not is not our own decision.
在于我们是不是喜欢那正确的。
It's whether or not we love what's true.
所以这里告诉我们说，你恨恶责备的，是不喜欢别人指出你错误的人，叫愚蠢的人。
So here, that's why it says, if you hate reproof and others pointing out you're wrong, then you are a fool.
因为别人他不会，你不会学习嘛？因为你不能够学习。
Because you can't learn anything.
我记得是几年前，小弟很小的时候。
How many years ago?
小弟很小的时候，那时候 差不多我忘记大概七八岁的样子吧。我们也是做一个 summer camp。
So we had a camp many years ago when Robin was 7 or 8.
我们大家在学习 Esther。
And we were learning the book of Esther.
然后每个人呢，最后每次呢，我们读一章，然后每个人要写一个 summary。
So every time we learned one chapter, and then we had to write a summary.
写完了之后呢，每个孩子呢都要上面去读自己的这个 summary.
And whenever they finish writing the summary, every kid has to go up and take a turn and read their summary.
小弟呢？小弟，轮到小弟的时候，小弟说我不读。
Robin said, I'm not going to read mine.
我说小弟，为什么不读呢？
Why aren't you going to read it?
我不想读。
I don't want to.
我说那你在学校老师让你读，读不读？
So if you're at school, if the teacher wants you to read, are you going to read it?
他说我读。
He said, yes.
我说好了，现在我就是老师，让你在前面读。
So I'm telling you, I'm your teacher now, so I'm asking you to go up and read.
他看我有五秒钟。
He looked at me for 5 seconds.
他到前面来读。
And he went up to read.
拿前面来读。读了两句，最后就读不下去了。
So he read 2 lines and then he stopped reading.
然后我就给他看，我说你怎么读不下去？你自己写的，自己不会读吗
？And I asked him, how come you can't read your own writing?
然后我一看，他说叔叔这个是怎么读
？And he said, oh, Uncle, how can I read this?
你知道我也不会读。
I can't read it.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为他把所有的 e 都写成 c。
Because he wrote all his e's.In the form of a C.
啊哈！我就跟说，我说小弟，你这里边的所有的 E 你都写错了，都你都写成 C 了。
So I said all of your E's are written as C.
我说你现在把它都改过来。
Now I want you to change them all.
小弟说不，我的 E 就这样写。
So Robin said no, this is the way I write my E.
我说对不起 ，E 怎么写 ，C 怎么写，不是你决定的。
I said sorry that whatever is counts as a C or a E is not decided by you.
我们马上改过来。
We have to change it right now.
小弟坐在那一个改过来了。
So he changed one by one.
然后再重新读，啊，就读出来了。
And he started again, and then he was able to read it out.
他喜爱管教，他就是喜爱知识，他就成为一个有智慧的人。
So for him to love discipline showed that he loved knowledge, and he became a wise person.
但是我们今天很多时候，当你指出我们的错误被人家指出来的时候，我们觉得很难看的。
But a lot of times when our mistakes are pointed out, we think that oh, it looks bad in front of others.
或者说我们就不想改的。
Or we just don't want to change.
这样的人就是愚昧人。
This kind of person is a fool.
因为你永远学不到新的东西。
Because we can never learn anything new.
你永远也学不到那真正正确的东西。
And we can never learn what's true.
你都是按照你自己以为正确的东西在学习。
And we always think that what we are learning is.
因此你错误的时候呢，你所知道的，你所学习的也都是错误的。
So that when we learn something and it's wrong, we don't know.
所以为什么我们讲你要在家里要学习顺服父母呢
？So why do we say that at home you have to learn how to obey your parents?
你要喜爱你父母的管教呢。
You have to love your parents' rebuke.
你父母什么时候管教你
？When do your parents rebuke you？
娜娜，妈妈什么时候批评你？
等我错了。
啊，举个例子，你做什么事错了？不弹琴。
For example, when you don't play your piano, then you're wrong. Then your mom will rebuke you.
都是我们做错的时候，妈妈在说我们，对不对
？When we do something wrong, then our mother will rebuke us.
如果我们要是不听妈妈的话呢，那我们这个错误一直在那里。
If we don't listen to our mother, then our mistake will always be there.
等你们长到80岁的时候，你那个错误还在你身上。
And when we're 80, we'll still have that mistake with us.
如果我们喜爱管教的话，
if we love discipline,
我们就会把这个错误呢给它改正了。
We will change our mistake.
你会发现，当我们喜爱管教的时候，我们身上的缺点，我们的错误呢越来越少。
So when we love rebuke, then our mistakes will be less and less.
你喜欢和哪样的人交朋友呢？
What kind of friends do you like to make?
一个人哇，讲话都是讲脏话。
You like the person that just swears all the time?
哎呀，做事情喜欢打人，喜欢骂人，喜欢做很多这些坏事情的。
That likes to hit people and yell at people.
你喜欢和这样的人交朋友呢，还是和一个有非常良好教养的人来交朋友呢
？Or a really good person.
当然，和一个很有教养的做朋友是更好。
Of course, being friends with a good person is better.
所以我们常常呢，我们会觉得说，哎，大家为什么不喜欢我
？So you always think, oh, why doesn't everyone love me?
当然，有很多的时候是不是因为我们的问题
？A lot of times it's not our own problem.
但是作为我们自己，我们就需要常常反省我们自己要热爱知识。
But we have to keep on reflecting, am I somebody that loves knowledge?
我们要不断的学习什么是正确的事情。
We have to keep on learning what is true.
我们要承认我们自己是一个不完美的人。
We have to admit that we are not a perfect person.
但是我们是朝向一个完美的人在走。
But we are heading towards that direction of becoming perfect.
因为上帝造我们的时候呢，就给我们上帝完美的形象。
Because when God created us, He gave us His perfect image.
但是因为我们犯罪了，所以我们活得不太像神。
But because we have sin, we live like someone who does not look like God.
像一个恶人。
Like a wicked person.
因此我们现在在学神的形象是什么样的形象。
So that's why we have to learn what the image of God is.
借着什么学习呢？
Through what?
就是这个知识
through knowledge
我们就可以知道所以当我们喜爱管教的时候能够认识这真知识的时候我们就越来越像这位神
so when we love discipline and we can obtain more knowledge then we can really know what God is like
相反我们自我为中心我们不喜欢别人的管教我们不愿意认识真理的时候我们就变得越来越愚昧
when we're self-centered and we don't accept other people's rebuke we become more and more foolish
好了下面他又说善人必蒙耶和华的恩惠
It says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord.
那么这里什么叫善人呢?
Here, what does it mean to be a good man?
就是喜爱管教,热爱在知识上不断的能够认识,能够长进的人。
The person that loves discipline and keeps on growing in knowledge.
这样的人,耶和华神啊,神都帮助他,给他恩惠。
This person, the Lord will help and continue to give wisdom to.
神会帮助他。
The Lord will help this person.
帮助他更加进到一个完美的地步。
And this person will help the Lord will help this person become more and more perfect.
以至于圣经告诉我们，上帝把他的儿子的救恩给他。
So the Lord will give his son to save this person.
要拯救这个人。
To save this person.
要不至灭亡，要反得永生。
So that they will not perish but have eternal life.
相反，说设诡计的人，耶和华必定他的罪。
Here it says, but a man of evil devices he condemns.
设诡计的人是什么样的人呢?
What does it mean to be a person of evil devices?
就是这里所讲的不按知识来做的人。
Who does not live according to true knowledge.
他按照自己，他不喜欢别人责备他，他自己想怎么做就怎么做。
Does whatever they want, they don't like the rebuke from other people.
他不但使别人不能够得到益处，他还去害别人。
So not only are they, do they do things that are not beneficial to others, they harm others.
这样的人呢，说耶和华神定他的罪。
This kind of person, the Lord condemns.
定罪啊，是很严重的一件事情。
To be condemned is a very serious matter.
什么叫定罪，小弟？
What does it mean to be condemned?
Uh-huh. 什么叫定罪呢？定罪就是法庭上面法官有个锤子。
So the judge has a hammer in court.
啊，到最后的时候，这个锤一敲。
And he will hammer.
有罪。
The podium and.
就表明这个人是有罪的。
And he will declare the person to be guilty.
这个人就要承担他所犯的罪的一切的后果。
And this person needs to accept all the consequences of their.
所以这里告诉我们说，这样的不热爱知识的、自我为中心的、自己想怎么做就怎么做的这样人。来害别人的人，上帝就定他是有罪的，然后将他所应该得到的一切的报应都放在他身上。
So the person who does not love knowledge and does not love rebuke and does whatever they want, this person will be considered guilty and condemned.
所以孩子们，当回家的时候，爸爸妈妈责备你的时候，你要学习改正你的错误。
So when you go home, if you are rebuked by your parents, you need to learn how to change.
而不是不要放在心上，觉得哎呀，我你们都太年纪太大了，你不懂我们年轻人。
Don't brush off what they say and just say, oh, you don't understand me.
所以以前的时候我跟你们说，我现在我再还想再跟你们说一遍。
So before I mentioned it to you, I want to mention it again.
你在家里违背父母的权柄，就是违背上帝。
When you rebel against your parents' authority, you are rebelling against God.
你不要觉得你在家里顶撞父母是个小事情。
Don't think that rebelling against your parents is a small matter.
因为父母的管教你的权柄是从上帝那得来的。
Because the authority over you is from God.
你顶撞父母就是顶撞神。
To rebel against your parents is to rebel against God.
你违背父母的权柄就是违背上帝的权柄。
To go against your parents' authority is to go against the authority of God.
所以你必须小心啊。
So you must be careful.
不是仅仅的跟爸爸妈妈说 OK 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 OK
So don't just say, oh, brush your parents off and say, okay, okay, okay.
你知道上帝在那里有愤怒在你在那看你。
The Lord will be angry at you.
所以对爸爸妈妈不好，对爸爸妈妈有愤恨的，你知道在以色列人的当中呢，是要拿石头被打死的。
So those people who are not good to their parents, those people that hate their parents, in the Old Testament, those people are stoned to death.
所以上帝呢是非常非常。注重这个父母和儿女之间关系的。
So the Lord really, really cares about the relationship between parents and children.
当然，上帝也借着这个社会上其他的 权柄来管教我们。
So God still uses other methods of authority.
还有什么？什么样的权柄管教我们？老师，是不是？
Teacher?
老师也管教我们呢。还有谁管教我们？
Who else?
警察。
The police.
还有什么管教我们？市政府。
Our government.
有很多这样的权柄，我们要学习去顺服这些权柄。
We have to learn how to obey this authority.
来学习。
Like to learn.
当我们去学习，能够学习喜爱他们的管教时候呢，表明我们就是是一个有智慧的人，我们是喜爱呢知识的人。
When we learn to love discipline, we learn to love knowledge and we love wisdom.
千万不要做一个悖逆的人。
Please do not be a rebellious person.
不管。跟谁讲话 ？No, no， 千万不要这样讲。
Don't be the person who just says no to everyone.
你要听人家讲讲的是什么，然后再去说 no 或者是 yes。
Listen carefully to what people are actually saying to you, and then determine what your answer should be.
但是我们很多的时候听人家态度不好的时候，马上就 no。
But a lot of times when we think that the person doesn't have a good attitude towards us, immediately we just reject what they say.
这样的孩子呢是不能够成长的。
This kind of person cannot grow.
这样的孩子是只能从父母那里得到什么呢？清风的。
This kind of child cannot get anything from the parents except for wind.
但是神赐给我们每一个人都有父母。
But God has given all of us here parents.
他说要借着我们的父母来赐福给我们。
But God wants to bless us through our parents.
但是我们却不要这个祝福。
But we don't want this blessing.
我们宁愿要清风。
We would rather accept wind.
最后成为什么？成为一个愚昧人。
And we would like to become a foolish person.
你说我们愚昧不愚昧？
Are we foolish?
这是真愚昧的。
That's truly foolish.
所以孩子们，你们所要关心的，再一次跟你们提出这些问题，就是我们所不，你应该关心的是是否正确。
So we should, what we should we really care about? What is true?
而不是关心很多的我的面子。
And not my like not how things look like for me on the outside.
啊，或者是关心你说话的态度，这个太难听了。
And we shouldn't care too much about the person's attitude towards us.
有些时候呢，我们的父母、我们的老师，有些时候那个警察呢，他的态度是不太好。
Sometimes our parents or the police officer or a teacher, they don't have a good attitude.
但是他讲的是对的。
But what they say about us is right.
你就顺服。
Then we have to listen.
千万不要顶撞。
So don't go against what they're saying.
为什么呢？因为他说的是对的。
Why? Because what they're saying is right.
我给你们举过这个例子，对吧？
Okay, I've given you this example before.
这个马路边上有个年轻人戴个耳机。
On the side of the road, there's a kid with his headphones in.
听音乐。
And he's listening to music.
然后走就走到路的 curb 下边了。
And he walks all the way to the edge of the curb.
后边来个车。
And then there's a car behind him.
他还在听音乐，
but he's listening to his music.
后边有个车，
and there's a car coming.
马上就要撞死他了，
almost about to hit him.
然后一个人过去踹他一脚，把他踹回来了。
And a person just comes over and just kicks him to the side.
他就倒在地上，
and he falls down.
哎呀，腿疼。
Oh, his leg hurts.
他就对这个人，你干嘛这样踢我？
So he gets up and he yells at the person, "Why did you kick me?"
那个人说，我不踢你，你就被撞死了。
And the person says, "If I did not kick you, you would be hit to death."
所以我们不要过度的来关心人家的态度。
So do not care too much about people's attitude towards us.
我们要关心他是否正确。
We have to see if what they're saying is true.
当一个朋友告诉你，哎，这个事情你做的不对呀。
So when a friend tells you what you're doing is wrong.
你要谢谢人家。
You have to be thankful.
而不是对人家发脾气。
Don't throw a temper.
当你对人家表达感谢的时候呢，你就学到了一个知识。
When you show gratefulness towards the person that rebukes you, then you're showing that you have gained knowledge.
当你对人家很愤怒的时候，
when you're angry towards someone,
不接受的时候，
and you cannot accept what they say.
在下一次的时候，你再这样听着音乐的时候呢，人家就不会再踹你了。
Next time when you're listening to music and a car is coming, someone won't help you.
后边大卡车就踹你了。
The truck will just hit you.
那就不是腿疼的问题了，那可能就会失去生命了。
A hurt leg, you lose your life.
所以这里边英文用的是什么呢？是愚昧，但是我们中国人把它翻译成叫畜类。
So here it's it means foolish and it's also translated as stupid.
啊哈，在汉语当中是动物啊。
So in Chinese it's stupid.
Animal, yeah,、oh. Chinese 是 animals.
So Chinese it means you're like an animal.
什么叫人和动物之间有什么区别，小弟
？What is the difference between animals and people?
People have souls.
Have souls. 那这个兽和没有兽，动物没有兽啊 ，right？ 那它俩的区别是什么呢
？So what is the difference between them? Although one has a soul, one doesn't.
比如说小弟，你今天去学校，有个朋友呢，跟你闹不愉快了。
So what if a person, what if you go to school and a person and you're hurt?
你是会把这件事情回去跟爸爸妈妈讲的，还是跟娘那个土豆坐在那笑土豆吧，豆豆？
Are you going to go home and talk to your parents about it, or are you going to go talk to your dog about it?
来来来来，我不行，我心里很痛苦，我要跟你谈谈心。
Are you going to talk to your dog that, oh, I'm feeling really hurt right now?
你跟谁谈呢？
Who are you going to talk
to? 当然跟父母谈。
Of course, your parents.
为什么不跟土豆谈呢？
Why not to your dog?
土豆不能够理解你。
The dog cannot understand
you. 土豆不能够听明白你到底讲啥，土豆在那一直瞅着呢。
The dog cannot understand what you're saying.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
如果一个人不能够明白知识的话，他就好像动物一样，他不能够明白人的事情。
If someone does not understand knowledge, they are like an animal. They can't understand what they should.
用我们通常的话讲什么？你好话和赖话都听不清楚的，好话和坏话是听不清楚的，不明白什么好什么坏的。
So, this person cannot even discern between true words and false.
就好像一个小 baby, 他不能够说他哪是左手哪是右手一样。
Just like a little baby cannot differentiate between the left and right hand.
所以我们中国人这个翻译呢，翻译到的是什么呢？就讲到说，当我们可以认识知识、喜爱知识的时候呢，表明我们的灵性是活的。
So when we show to be someone who loves knowledge, it shows that we are a person that's living, alive.
如果我们不喜爱这样的知识，不喜爱这样的管教的话呢，我们就好像一个没有灵性的动物一样，我们听不懂，我们也不想听。
So if we are not someone who loves knowledge and loves discipline, we are like an animal, someone who doesn't understand.
所以这个讲话讲的是非常严重的。
So this is very important.
我们是想做一个有灵性的人呢，还是想做一个没有灵性的动物呢？
Do we want to be somebody that's an animated person or somebody that is an animal without a soul?
所以当这样与你有好处的这样的知识，与你有益处的这样的管教来临的时候，你要接受，你要高兴，你要感恩的。
So when somebody gives you some beneficial knowledge, you should be thankful.
你要接受的。
You have to accept it.
而不是拒绝。
Don't reject it.
这样你才能够得到恩惠的。
This way you can get grace from God.
凡事都不要做一个悖逆的人。
Do not be a rebellious person.
尽管我们人本性当中就是悖逆的。
We are naturally rebellious.
但是我们因为知道了这样的知识，我们就不要再做一个悖逆的人，而要做一个顺服的人。
But because we have knowledge now, we should not be a rebellious person, but to be a person who submits to authority.
如此，你身上那些坏毛病啊、错误啊，才能够慢慢的减少。
And that's how you're going to have all your bad qualities lessen.
这是非常重要一件事。
It's very important.
为什么呢
？Why?
下边做一个总结。
Here it summarizes it.
娜娜。Three.
No one is established by wickedness, but the root of the righteousness will never be removed.
Linda.
No one is established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will never be moved.
好，这里说人靠恶行不能建立。
Here it says, no one is established by wickedness.
义人的根必不动摇。
And the roots, but the root of the righteous will never be moved.
还记不记得我们 summer camp 里边玩那个游戏啊？把那个纸牌把它搭起来，还记不记得
？Do you remember when we played that card game where we tried to build things with cards?
我们尝试很多次，不断把它搭起来，最后怎么样呢？有很多是倒下了。
So we kept on trying to build higher, and many of them fell. Structures fell down.
我们尝试一个小时 ，Jenna， 最后才搭起来 ，right？
So we tried for 1 hour and then finally we got a good structure.
有时候我们搭到一半的时候，哗哗哗，它就倒下了。
So many times we built half of it and then it fell down already.
为什么呢？因为我们搭的不好。
Because we built it not very, we didn't build it very well.
所以呢，它搭到下边就倒，我们就不断的再搭，不断的再搭，最后把它搭起来。
So we had to keep on going and try again and until we finally did it.
而这里告诉我们一件事情。说人，如果你要是个恶人的话，你永远都搭不起来的。
So here it tells us if we are a wicked person, we can never establish and build well.
永远搭不起来的。
We can never be established well.
但是呢，什么样的人呢？说义人的，他才能够搭起来。
But the righteous, can be established.
那义人把它搭起来，而且他是不动摇的。
And the righteous person will never.
他也不会倒的。
And will never fall down.
那这里告诉我们一件事情是什么呢？
What does it tell us here?
恶人，上帝一定是要审判他的。
The wicked will surely be judged by God.
无论他在这个世界上边是怎么样，他可能很成功。
It doesn't matter if the person is very successful.
大家可能很喜爱他。
And everyone loves this person.
大家可能很 很羡慕他。
And everyone's envious of this person.
人看起来好像他已经成功了。
And everyone looks at them and thinks, oh, this person's so successful.
但是上帝也要把他推倒。
But God will move this person.
为什么？因为他是恶的。
Why? Because this person's wicked.
为什么？因为上帝是公义的。
Why? Because God is righteous.
所有恶的东西在上帝的里边都必须被摧毁。
Everything wicked, God will move them.
相反，义人。
In the same way, God for the righteous.
他能够搭起来。
They will be established.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为前面我们讲了，就是神的儿子是义人所搭的那个工程的一个根基。
Because Jesus has established the foundation for the righteous.
所以，哎，是这里边所讲的是不动摇的，是非常的稳固的。
Here it says that the righteous person will never be moved.
说我们为什么说要信耶稣呢？
So why do we have to believe in Jesus?
因为只有耶稣是义的。
Because only Jesus is righteous.
你信他吗？
Do you believe him?
你相信他的时候，他就把他那个义给你。
If you believe in him, he will place his righteousness upon you.
他就赦免你的恶。
He will forgive your sins.
神对你的恶的愤怒就由他来承担。
And he will take upon the wrath of God for your wickedness.
因此我们可以得神的恩惠。
So that we can receive grace from God.
这个非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以这就是你们父亲、你们的母亲所讲的信耶稣。
This is what your parents are talking about when they're talking about what it means to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣最后可以给我们来到上帝的审判台面前的时候呢，上帝可以称我们为义的。
So believing in Jesus helps us so that when we stand in front of the presence of God, we can be counted as righteous.
这个义呢，不是好人的意思。
This righteousness does not mean that you're a good person.
而是上帝的完美的公义。
But it's talking about the perfect righteousness of God.
我们身上有没有义呢？有义。
Do we have any righteousness? Yeah, we have some.
但是这个义呢，不是完美的义。
But this righteousness that we have is not perfect.
只有完美的义才不被审判，才能够被拯救。
Only those who are perfectly righteous will not be judged by God.
而只有耶稣神儿子的义才是这里讲的不动摇的。
And only the righteousness of Jesus is the kind that will never be moved.
才能够站立得住的。
This person that is established firmly.
哪怕是在上帝的愤怒的面前，他也是能够站立得住的。
And it can stand even in the midst of God's anger.
所以这里让我们看到前面讲到的说什么喜爱知识。
So here it talks about how we need to love knowledge.
我们如何学习这知识？
How do we learn this knowledge?
就在于我们如何认识这位耶稣。
This depends upon how we know Jesus.
所有有关上帝的知识都在耶稣里边，我们可以看到。
Everything that we need to know, we can know through Jesus.
所以以后如果你们有时间的话，你可以来教会来学习认识这位耶稣。
So you should come to church and learn.About Jesus.
因为耶稣可以拯救我们不致灭亡。
Because Jesus can save us from death.
拯救我们从神的愤怒和咒诅当中出来。
He can save us from the curse and wrath of God.
我们可以进入永生。
And we can enter eternal life.
所以盼望你们能够真正的认识这一点。
So I hope that you can come to know this.
首先学习谦卑。
First, you have to learn how to be humble.
不要自我为中心。
Don't be self-centered.
学习顺服。
Learn to obey.
不要悖逆。
Don't rebel.
我们首先在家庭当中来学习，对我们的父母。
First we learn in our homes how to listen to our parents.
在教会当中对这些叔叔阿姨。
And then we learn at church how to obey the aunties and uncles.
在我们教会当中来学习比你年纪大的。
And learn how to listen to those who are older than you at church.
只要比你年纪大的，你就要学习去顺服他。
Learn how to obey those who are older than you.
去尊重他。
To respect them.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
所以希望我们能够，孩子们能够学到这一点。
So I hope you can learn that.
使我们成为一个智慧人，而不是成为一个愚昧的人。
So that we can become a wise person and not a foolish person.
嗯，好。先纯明为我们做结束祷告。